Hello, I'm Rob Westervelt, editor of Chemical Week, welcoming you to the 2019 IHS Markit World Petrochemical Conference. And I'm delighted to be joined again by Cal Dooley, president and CEO of the American Chemistry Council.
Delighted to be here, Rob.
Cal, thanks for joining us. Obviously, a big theme for the past several years, but I think particularly this year, sustainability and the circular economy, given the growing public concern around public waste. And I know with the Alliance to End Plastic Waste, ACC was one of the key drivers there. Mm-hmm. Walk us through where industry's response to this challenge is today, and what are the next steps?
Yeah, well, I think if you look over the past decade, what has emerged as one of the highest priorities for the chemical industry is how can we enhance the sustainability of our own operations, but also to be better positioned to capitalize on the significant contributions we make in developing the new innovations and technologies which empower sustainability. Yep. And so this has become one of the highest priorities at ACC. We launched our sustainability initiative a couple years ago, and that was in no way a reflection that some of our companies weren't already committed and doing a great deal, but the industry as a whole was not perceived as being a leader on sustainability. So we're trying to drive alignment on sustainability principles, which we have been successful on. We're developing new metrics that can really demonstrate our commitment to sustainability and how we're becoming more energy efficient, how we are increasing our greenhouse gas intensity of the products that we're manufacturing, how we're doing a better job in managing waste, both hazardous and others, and a whole host of other issues related to water and other metrics, which we can really demonstrate that our industry is committed to continuous improvement as it relates to sustainability.
And I think, like you mentioned, the industry efforts there, that I think the challenge has been across the supply chain and getting the full alignment there. What's changing there, and how optimistic are you that the full supply chain can be aligned here?
Well, I am excited, and you know, it was really in June of last year that we launched our effort to try to create a new alliance or association that's committed to eliminating plastic waste in the environment. And this was a measure that was really developed with the understanding that it had to represent all constituencies throughout the whole value chain, because it was going to take that collaborative effort in terms of having the chemical industry, the resin producers, the converters, the waste management, the consumer branded companies, and the retailers that need to be joining together to ensure that we are collaborating to identify the most cost-effective investments that we can make to really eliminate plastic waste in the environment, make a significant contribution to sustainability. What this will also involve, though, is that, you know, we'll be developing as a chemical industry a lot of the new innovations in packaging materials, which ensure that they're keeping the same performance attributes in lightweighting and extending shelf life and strength, but at the same time ensuring that they're more easily recycled, recoverable, that we can keep those molecules in a circular economy and reusing them continuously. And so we're very excited about how far we've come in less than a year to develop this new alliance that will deal with not only marine debris, but really plastic waste in the environment. It doesn't belong there. Let's find how we can capture the value in that plastic waste stream.
On the broader regulatory front, what are the key issues for ACC and your members this year?
We're continuing to spend a great deal of time working with EPA as well as members of Congress to see the successful implementation of the Toxic Substance Control Act that was modernized just a few years ago. We're still in that implementation phase. We're pleased with the progress that's been made to date. We're still, though, working to ensure that we're striking that balance in terms of clearly providing the data and information as an industry to demonstrate that the chemicals in commerce are safe, but also ensuring that we're doing so in the most efficient, cost-effective way in terms of imposing the regulations so the U.S. chemical industry can maintain their leadership in developing new innovations. That's something that is, you know, is continuing to be a very, very high priority for certainly for ACC and our members.
Okay, and what do you see on the trade front? Obviously, the U.S., Canada, Mexico trade agreement was favorable. There's still the ongoing tension with China. How do you, what's your sense of whether that gets resolved, and what is the impact on the industry?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we have to be optimistic as an industry. Although, you know, this is posing some challenges that we didn't necessarily anticipate. You know, when President Trump and his administration took office almost 2 years ago. But, you know, if you really look at our industry in the United States, you know, we keep a running total at ACC and new investments in chemical manufacturing in the U.S. Right now, we're about $205 billion. 2018, almost 48% of all investment in manufacturing in the United States was accounted for by the chemical sector alone. And if you look at this flood of new investment, it's almost 70% of that is foreign direct investment. So we have chemical companies around the world that are investing in manufacturing of chemicals in the United States. And they're not motivated primarily to serve the domestic market. They're using the United States as a platform to be the most competitive place to manufacture chemicals to serve the global marketplace. We are looking at, in the next few years, and right now our net trade balance on chemicals, industrial chemicals, is about $33 billion. In about 3 or 4 years, we see that increasing to about $75 billion. Yeah. So we have a vested interest, maybe more so than any other sector of the U.S. economy, on trade liberalization. Yeah. So we need to see the modernized NAFTA, the USMCA, approved and move forward. We need to see a way that we can resolve some of the trade tension and conflict with China, because that is one of the largest growing markets in the world. Our U.S. manufacturers need to have access to it, and a trade war with China doesn't serve our interests, or even the entire U.S. economy or the China economy doesn't serve it well.
Great. Cal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Great.